Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. With me is John Kleibecker, who is a Missouri Beef Industry Council board member from California, Missouri, and he's also active on the national level. And recently we had the Beef Operating Committee meeting and approved some new advertising. John, tell me how you were involved in that process.
Well, it was actually a lot of fun. During our board meeting last year, they talked to us about the fact that there were some excess dollars there that were going to be released from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. There were approximately $2 million, to be exact. And so they brought the committee that I sit on, which is the Nutrition Issues Committee, together with the Advertising Committee for a joint meeting to talk about what we could potentially do with that $2 million. Of course, a lot of other committees with specific interest in the beef industry were talking about the same things. I just stood up and said, I move that we use the full $2 million to develop a comprehensive advertising campaign that specifically incorporates nutrition messages, and left it at that. So we got it on the table, and my whole premise was we'll ask for the full $2 million and hope and pray that maybe we get a tenth of it. I guess fortunately or unfortunately, we managed to get the bulk of the funding, about $1.8 million, to actually go toward the campaign that our nutrition and advertising committees were working on. So we're really excited about the type of messaging that we're going to put forth and especially trying to target those audiences that already enjoy beef. We're just trying to help them feel like it's an even better idea to eat beef than what they ever thought before.
What are some of the specific things that we might see as far as that advertising campaign is concerned?
Specifically, we're going to be targeting mature audiences, if you will, from the standpoint that it'll be people that are reading like Golf Digest, Good Housekeeping, so all those types of magazines. We want people out there that already enjoy beef, again, to understand the nutritional value of the beef that they're consuming and to just have that reassurance that, hey, your personal choice to eat beef is a good one, and it's going to be good for your health and your family's health and so on and so forth. So targeting the mass audience through magazines that they typically read and often read for enjoyment is really our goal there. And we're going to be talking about the 29 lean cuts and the fact that you can get zinc, iron, and protein, and again, just the good nutritional value that's inherent in beef.
Now, as far as a Missouri producer, what does this mean for him?
For the Missouri producer, especially given the fact that most of us are feeder cattle producers here in Missouri, it just means, again, trying to expand total beef demand. As our cattle move into feedlots, then to be finished and later processed, there's going to be a greater demand for Missouri feeder cattle. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we get a direct benefit, direct and indirect benefit here in Missouri. And certainly as the second largest cow-calf state in the nation and one of the top feeder cattle producing states in the nation, we want to make sure our Missouri cattle are moving into that pipeline and that there's demand for them later on down the road.
And also good for our producers to know that we have input as Missouri producers on the national level and where the beef checkoff dollars are spent.
I think that's well stated. A lot of people get concerned about who's really making the decisions, but I can let folks rest assured that the cattlemen and beef producers that are elected by our beef cattlemen here in Missouri are truly on the grassroots level making decisions that then when placed in positions on the national level are making impacts directly. So I'm very proud of the fact that producers are obviously getting to make critical decisions and sometimes very big decisions monetarily that will impact the beef industry as a whole.
$2 million decisions. Thank you very much, John Kleibecker. From the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.